make a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket.
It's 7 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day. And we believe Doug that is finishing blow-drying his hair.
I think so, maybe.
He doesn't have enough hair to blow-dry.
Just air-dry that stuff.
All right, so he'll be joining us momentarily. Until then, if you wander on over to DougSteffens.com, Kenny, what is the poll today about? Oh,
it's about where you buy your fresh produce.
And here it is.
Ready?
We are. Hello, Dudley. Welcome to the show.
Have we been? You know what? I was just watching the discussion of controversy about basketball players at the college level and maybe some of the football players and how much they're actually worth. Have you been following this understanding that these players are worth $1 million a year to the colleges and the controversy, the money that's being made? And this March Madness seems to be
business. Yeah,
it's the headline today in USA Today. Investigation reform this system, or else. And I don't know what the or else is. I have no. This wasn't my college experience. And maybe we go around the room here. Ken Kessler. I watched Castle.
I love Castle, by the way.
That's a good show.
It's a great
show. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. All right, so
you can't talk about college basketball today, though, without mentioning Rutgers and what's going on over there. That is the talk of the sports world right now. Their basketball coach, Mike Rice, there's been a video released of just how abusive he is to all of the players.
Yeah.
And ESPN rolled out the video last night. This guy will likely lose his job here in the next few days.
Wow.
How's that any different than the guy used to throw the chairs around? What was his name?
Bobby,
Bobby somebody or other.
Yeah. No. It's no different. It's the same thing. It's just that this guy's throwing basketballs at kids' heads.
Yeah,
throwing basketball in their groin areas.
No, but that's how they learn, all right?
That's exactly, yeah, that's apparently exactly how they learn.
Right.
He's the language that he uses on these kids, unbelievable. Mm. It is just unbelievable. So
you don't think the issue is the money that is the discussion of the money that these college basketball players are worth? You think this is the more important of the two?
I just think it's the more being talked about story right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Trendy.
You know what it is, yeah.
Yes.
Trendy. All right. Well, speaking of trends, Roberta Fasanelli is here. She's the queen of cheap. What do we have in the deal department for later on this half hour? Why do I want to keep on calling Jennifer today? Roberta,
I don't know, but here we go. We got deals from Subway and deals from my favorite Pinkberry and deals from CVS. We have a special new coupon app for you to take a look at, some books and blankets as well.
All right. So that's Roberta and the Queen of Sheep. I'm in a very, sort of a subtle mood today, and I'm not sure why. There are a lot of things that are going on that seem to be outrageous, and I don't feel like we can have as much fun, although we'll try. I see this story from Atlanta, and it makes my blood boil. The story, many people are talking today about these, and the reference to educators, they're not, well, I suppose maybe loosely they're educators, they're teachers and administrators in the Atlanta school system, indicted in a cheating scandal. They turned themselves in yesterday for processing. There are 35 of them, including the superintendent of schools, who are accused of being involved in a broad conspiracy involving cheating on standardized tests.
It happens all the time now.
200 teachers admitted to taking part in this scandal.
Yep.
They tampered with students' tests, corrected answers to inflate their scores. As an example, one high school in Atlanta in 2012... had a 20% pass-through rate on the both the math and English scores on the SATs. This year, 80%. So how do you go from 20% to 80% unless there's cheating going on? And that's exactly what the question was. And they started digging around, and that's what they found out.
Sure.
That the teachers tampered with the tests. Teachers even reportedly had pizza parties to erase wrong answers and circle the right ones. One principal handled altered tests wearing gloves to avoid leaving her fingerprints.
Wow.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, get those bonuses.
Yep. Well, get the bonuses, get the funding for the standardized test results.
Wow. What is this teach? We were talking, you weren't with us in the last hour, Roberta. We were talking about President Obama suggesting that this should be Fiscal Responsibility Month. So he, along with his administration, is going to teach people about fiscal responsibility.
And he can't turn in a budget, which is the funny part.
Right.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. All right. So now, under the circumstances, what are children to learn about the reality? I mean, whether it's the NCAA coach that we're talking about, Richie, or whether it's these teachers who are cheating on or having the children teach us, what are we teaching in a moral sense? This country is so corrupt.
Standardized tests are stupid and don't work.
Well, but that isn't the point as much as they are. I agree with you on that. I don't think standardized
tests. What kind of an example as society are we setting
exactly.
for our kids? Right.
Yeah,
you
that's
know
the question.
The day I start relying on society to teach my kids what kind of morals they should have, I should just turn in my dad card. It's up to us. Individually,
well, but we all
this
see
whole
it.
It takes a village. Wouldn't that be nice? There are still examples where it does work, like that. Like in our local community, I totally believe my neighbors, my kids' teachers. I totally am happy with the school and how they handle the kids. Our local youth associations, where we play basketball. Sean belongs to basketball and baseball teams. That's a great program there. So, but when you get up to these big government thing, you know, please, the federal government's going to teach your kid how to be fiscally responsible? What a joke.
It just leads you around to understanding how clueless these people are. And if they're that clueless when it comes to this, how clueless are they when they come to understanding anything? And the people who are running the country have no common sense. That's really what it boils down to. And how long has this been a problem? Is it just Obama?
Well,
is it Bush?
The system doesn't allow them to have common sense.
Well,
they start with common sense, and then they learn the program.
I disagree with you. I don't think there's anybody around now. The level of experience.
You don't think anybody goes in with good intentions?
8%. 8% of the people who have jobs in this country, I'm sorry, who have jobs that are on the federal bureaucratic level. And the best example I can come up with is the guy who was the number two person at Monsanto, who got appointed to the FDA's second most powerful position. And 2 months, 3 months after he gets the job, the president signs a bill which protects Monsanto from being sued because of the effects of the GMO.
What a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, right. And that's the kind of people that we have. Either that or the college professors who have we all need to learn, and we all learn, a lot of us, from college professors or that ilk. But where's the bond here, the connection between what really goes on in society and what you're teaching people or what you're legislating? There's nobody's got practical experience. That's why they come up with these stupid things like, we're going to teach you fiscal responsibility, you morons. How do you do that when you have brought the country to the brink of bankruptcy? I mean, without being laughed at.
Wow, this woman that used to be the superintendent of the Atlanta schools.
Yeah.
Just turned her, basically is going to jail.
Of course she's going to jail.
And turned herself in.
Hmm. Yeah. Of course she's going to jail.
Wow.
Okay, let's
talk about...
And was
it worth it? Do you think they ever thought that was going to be the end result? Probably not.
Well, that's the problem. They don't think. Again, nobody's thinking about this. They think about themselves. We have this me, 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 me. It's all about me, me, me. I want more money. I deserve. I'm entitled. I should have this. I should have that.
35 educators in Atlanta were indicted on this thing.
I told you that. That's what I just said. Hello. Oh,
good Lord.
I know. 16 past the hour. Roberta reports on how you can save some money, you cheapskates, in a moment here on Good Day.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we save, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Roberta's here with the queen of cheap report. Big deal for those of you who like to eat. I guess that Roberta is in there. She likes to eat, so here we have
I love to
free
eat,
eats.
Especially, yes, love to eat free. Subway. They've got a great deal going up. You can buy one, get one free 6-inch sandwich, but you got to get there before 9 a.m. So that's good until April 30th. So, hey, buy a free lunch and one for, you know, a friend or for yourself for dinner. Pinkberry, I love, 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 love Pinkberry. Best tasting yogurt around. They've got a new one that's a fresh yogurt, Greek yogurt. They want you to try it free. So every Wednesday in April from 11 to 2, they're giving away free Greek yogurt. So you can add that to your lunch as well. CVS has free alcohol prep pads for you. Coupons valid through the 30th of the month. We've also got a drop shipping for dummies book. If you ever wondered what drop shipping is or whether your business could use drop shipping, well, you can get a free book. I'll tell you all about it. And we've got a custom photo fleece bag blanket. Put your face on a blankie for just $20. Makes a great Mother's Day.
Oh, that is. Oh, forget that. That's so what I'm getting you guys for Christmas next year.
Aw, cuddle with you.
Yeah. Oh, cuddle with your lovey.
Coming up, waiting for the bugs. A lot of new bugs around. Are you going to be able to protect yourself from them this spring? We'll talk about that in the next half hour on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Voice airing on NBC last night. Jennifer has the television report, the complete details of what's new from the world of TV later on in this half hour. But right now we'll spend some moments here with some of the performers. This is Audrey Karash, I believe is how you pronounce your name, opening up the show last night with Price Tag. A little like the old Philadelphia sound to me.
New song. No, a couple years old, I guess.
You know what I mean? That feel, Richie?
Yeah.
A little funk.
A little funky song.
Yeah, right. So Blake and Usher tried to get Audrey onto their teams, and I believe that she ended up with Usher, as it turned out. All right, did you say anybody, Richie, didn't watch this last night? Jennifer, you didn't.
I didn't watch it last night, but I'm all up to date. I watched Monday's show last night.
I did too. I had to catch up on The Following and on Revolution. And then when I was done watching my DVR of those, I walked into my bedroom and found my wife with the laptop open watching The Voice. So I guess she was watching it on Hulu. I never asked her why she was watching it on the computer. I guess she didn't DVR it and had to go to Hulu to see it.
When that's you, how dedicated so you walked she into your is. Bedroom and found your wife. I was expecting something else.
Yeah.
I know. Found her in bed with what?
Yeah. With the laptop.
All right. We got to talk about Revolution later on. Report. Let's go to Brandon Rausch now, who is the next singer with a little help from my friends. Enough like the original song.
Well, this is the Joe Cocker version.
No, okay. Well, anyway, he managed to get himself on a Shakira's team. That's important. Next singer is Betsy Barda with Set Fire to the Rain. Okay, in comparison to the others, none of the coaches hardly hear around, so that means she's gone, right? But you say, Rich, it's hard to mess that song up?
If nobody turned around. Yeah, right. It's an Adele song. It's hard to come out there and do an Adele song.
All right. Patrick Dodd next, singing Walking in Memphis.
Great song.
Ooh, I like his voice. Walking with my feet and feet on the
field. This is the song.
Should have done the Joe Cocker song with a little help from my friends.
Adam and
Shakira turned around, and he picked
Shakira
Adam.
Turns around for everybody. I don't know. She's so cute. She's funny. She gets excited.
Apparently, my wife was laughing because at some point last night she pulled out the Spanish to English dictionary to understand what somebody had said.
Really?
She'd been pulling out the Spanish to country dictionary to understand Blake, which was funny.
The Spanish to country dictionary. That's what it was. Yeah.
All right. Next up, again, this person picked Patrick picked Adam. Orlando Dixon singing So Sick. Only person that turned around was Usher.
Yeah.
So that means this guy automatically goes to his team, is that it?
Yes.
Let's see here. How about Savannah Berry closing the show with Safe and Sound? Adam, Shakira, and Blake try to get her on their team. And she chooses Blake.
Yeah, because she's country. Yeah, makes sense.
All right, so there's a review of The Voice from last night. Jennifer, as I said, up in a few minutes with a full television report here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Author Helen Brown's book, Cleo, How a Cat Mended a Family, was an international bestseller about her own cat, Cleo, and its impact on her family after the tragic loss of her son. Her newest book, Cats and Daughters, They Don't Always Come When Called, picks up with her family's new cat and her relationship with her daughter.
I've been a columnist for 30 years, so I'm very accustomed to sitting in front of the computer trying to churn out words that are going to turn into magic, hopefully. But when I think I'm going to write a new book, first of all, I have to think, is this going to entertain people? Is it going to touch them? And then I have to think, well, is it going to entertain me? Because I'm going to have to sit here for at least a year with this book. So I have to think about that. And then usually I go and have a bath. I have a long bath, and usually Jonah will come and sit at the end of the bath and contemplate with me. He's a very helpful muse like that. And then I'll drink a lot of coffee. I'll listen to Leonard Cohen, read a bit of poetry. I love Mary Oliver, go to a few movies. And, you know, ultimately, I guess this is I'm trying to put off what I have to do next, which really the best way to do it is to go out and buy a large tube of glue and stick it to your backside and sit on that seat and work. There's no other choice, ultimately. Use your skills to the full.
That's author Helen Brown on her newest book, Cats and Daughters. They Don't Always Come When Called. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
Let's get to the next item or items of interest here on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and me with the latest from Colorado. The president was there yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. Try to get people to support legislation to deal with the gun issue. What is not being talked about yesterday in the city of Denver, doctors say that legalization of marijuana in the state is leading to more child poisoning. Hmm. Children's Hospital in Colorado had no emergency room visits by children who had ingested, restate this, because I don't like the way I
coming out of my mouth. We're doing the rewind.
Yes, it is, because I have a piece of watermelon stuck, a seed stuck in my throat.
Thanks for sharing that.
You always get something stuck.
I know.
One morning,
work on that.
You know what? Wherever you are, you should have the 9 and the 1 dialed on your phone.
Well, I haven't prepared it to save me, except I just went out of the room.
Every single day, during some commercial break, you come back with something.
Choking on a blueberry.
Yeah, right. A blueberry.
Well, I did have blueberries and yogurt and some watermelon, but a seed sort of gets
stuck. We finally got you to stop eating peanuts, because you'd always come back like,
right.
Now it's blueberries.
All right. So let me give you the report from Denver, okay?
All right.
Children's Hospital reports that since marijuana has been legalized, children who are ingesting the fumes in their homes where their parents are using marijuana are getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so medical marijuana medical marijuana has been legal in Colorado for a while. Didn't they just legalize regular marijuana like a couple of other states?
I think they did, yes.
Yeah, Washington and Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So under the circumstances, I'm one who believes completely in freedom. You do what you want. I don't care what you do to yourself. But it does bother me when things like this affect children. And I don't know what to do about it, because I think the parents ought to be responsible enough, frankly, to not be smoking around the children, especially if it's going to be, whether it's this or regular cigarette smoke, parents shouldn't be smoking around the children or anybody. What are you laughing at?
You're talking to pot smokers about being responsible.
Well,
Completely out of the question.
Some people are very functional pot smokers,
yes,
though. You
they
know,
are.
I mean, we
yeah,
all
know
those
several,
guys.
Right? Yep. And there's several of them. But it's all about them. They don't think about the kids.
Yeah.
It's just like anything. I want this more than I care about that. Mm-hmm. And this is what that is. And whenever you get into any kind of addiction, the family comes second and the addiction comes first.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that that's the case, but I guess it is the case. And back to, we've been talking about this. Basically, that's a theme for the whole hour. When we talked about the people who are trying to tell you in the government how to be fiscal responsible, what kind of an outrage is that? They're so clueless. And yet, we think about all of the other things where many of us have had, and I admit to this, been irresponsible with money over the years. In certain circumstances, you make bad decisions, okay. And maybe once or twice, what is it, first time, shame on them, second time, shame on you. But it goes on and on and on. And where does it stop? And in terms of marijuana or freedom to do whatever you want, yes, if you can do your thing in isolation and not affect anybody else, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the tough part about any kind of smoking. Sorry to interrupt you, but
yeah,
that
no,
is because, you know, we all believe that you should have the right to make your own choices. But with that, as opposed to drinking sugary soda or even drinking alcohol, you can do that and not impact anybody if you don't get in your car. But, you know, with a cigarette, I mean, there's no way that you can keep that to yourself.
Yep. All right. Coming up, the springtime is upon us. We all love it. We embrace it. But what about the bugs? What's happened to the bugs?
More
the
illegal bugs. Aliens are infesting our country.
Yes. All right. In the meantime, how are you treating your heart? A question for those of you who are not able, but you know there's something wrong, but you're not sure what it is. You've been to the doctor, and they're kind of trying to analyze what's going on with you. Maybe haven't lived so well. Maybe haven't taken care of your heart as well as you ought to. You know, the heart places huge demands on your body for nutrition, for energy. It needs high-octane fuel. And if you don't feed it the things that will make it work better, the things that you're feeding it are making it work not as well. And that happens with fatty foods. You get cholesterol. You need to be aware of what goes on in your body all the time. I'm a great proponent of you being responsible for your body. So if you're thinking about cholesterol, you've eaten a lot of them, you're a little overweight, you know your cholesterol numbers are high and triglycerides are high, I have two suggestions for you. Call 888-809-6424 and get yourself some cardio. Free 30-day trial that you can get. We've been offering this to people for well over a year. Now comes the cholesterol home test kits. Again, the number, 888-809-6424. Take care of your body. Know what the numbers are. This kit costs $89, I believe. It's $89.50. And at points during the week, we give you the opportunity to call that number and get a free cholesterol home test kit. But no matter what, free 30-day trial of Cardiol and getting your numbers right so that you live a long, happy, healthy life. You don't want to fall victim to heart disease, to stroke, those sorts of things. What a horrible ending that is to what otherwise might have been a great life. Take care of yourself. Dial 888-809-6424. Keep the cholesterol and triglycerides in check. You can also go online to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug for the free trial. And also ask them about the cholesterol home test kit. 888-809-6424 and cardiol.net/Doug.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before awards season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, and Roberta Fasanelli with bugs all over the place. The cicadas, what do they call them?
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. All right, these are the ones that smell like pine. Right? Pine juice, pine sol.
Huh? I don't know that I know what
I've
they
never sniffed one.
Smell like. Yeah.
Those are
nice to know you have, though.
So apparently, Roberta, these are a big problem in New York City this year. Somebody
really?
Referred to them as spectacular and amazing, the number of these things that have come into our country since the year 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that you get rid of it, if you have a really good hard freeze in the north, that gets rid of most of these bugs. But again, this year, even though the weather was horrible, there was a freeze, at least on my farm, for about 45 days that really froze. But there's so much snow on the ground, it insulates, and it doesn't get the... It doesn't
deep
keep
down the cicadas deep
yeah.
down in there. They're 17,
right.
18 inches down. And,
right.
And we get them in Fairfax County in Northern Virginia where they come out every 3 or 4 years. And, man, they're just...
well, they're harmless, but they're loud.
Yeah,
apparently,
but,
the females, they emit... the females who are trying to attract males, maybe you ought to take a lesson from this, they emit a deafening chorus, 90 decibels.
Oh.
As loud as a lawnmower.
Wow.
But all of them aren't harmless, Doug. And that's the problem. Because of international travel and international shipping, all of these bugs are coming from around the world, a lot of them from Asia. For example, here in the Washington area, we have the stink bugs.
Those are the politicians, Rich.
Yes.
Those are not bugs.
Too.
Tell me about it. And the stink bugs are killing off, like in Frederick County, Maryland, killed off 95% of the orchid population up there. And then we also have something called an emerald ash borer, which looks like a cricket, but it caused $230 million worth of damage to ash trees in Maryland last year. And then this year in Fairfax County in Northern Virginia, we're going to get these nasty little things called canker worms, which is hurting a lot of the Mount Vernon estate, George Washington estate, and Thomas Jefferson estate, just killing all of the plant life on these things.
So if they're out of control because there's no predators to them here in the States, why wouldn't we just ship over some predators and release them?
That's the thing. I heard a story last year where the only natural predator to the stink bug is this small kind of wasp. And the wasp is harmless to humans, and they are testing this wasp to see, before they release it to try and take care of the stink bugs, whether there will be any other effects that would be harmful to our ecosystem here. So hopefully, I think this year is when they said they want to try and start releasing some of these wasps to go kill the stink bugs once they've confirmed that the wasps won't then be a bigger problem. Huh. It's just amazing. I find it amazing, though, just because how the world has become so small and how because somebody travels and brings back
and
a plant with them or a bed bug comes back on somebody's luggage, how these bugs are now all of a sudden, bam, here in Washington, D.C. or L.A. or
everywhere.
Wherever it is, and there's no natural predator, and it's just out of control.
Yep.
And it's costing our local governments millions and millions of dollars to try and save our natural resources.
Well, there it is. Some food for thought for you. Jennifer is going to report on Ellen DeGeneres with an idea that she's pleased about. That's coming up next on the Television Report here on Good Day.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Get to the television report. That's Jennifer Horn's job. Ellen DeGeneres made an announcement. What's the story, Jen?
Well, Dougie, she is actually going to be getting her own movie of sorts, which is kind of cool. DreamWorks announced yesterday that the sequel to Finding Nemo will be titled Finding Dory. And, of course, Ellen DeGeneres played Dory in that film. She'll be voicing it again.
Really funny.
I know. It'll be really funny. She was great in that movie. It'll air in November of 2016.
So let me ask a silly question.
Okay.
Dory, is she related to Dora the Explorer?
No.
You're right, that was a silly question.
Yeah. I was
the story at DougStefan.com, by the way, the Ellen DeGeneres.
I was going to go farther than no, but it doesn't need anything more than no.
Just no.
Well,
no.
I mean, I don't have children. I don't go see. You have children. You go see these things.
Have children, and Finding Nemo was a funny movie.
Okay.
You would like it. Watch it on an airplane.
You would love her character especially. Yeah. It's really funny, yeah.
All right.
Because she forgets.
Like a fish forgets every, 5 seconds or something like that, and she plays the part perfectly. It's really funny.
All right, it is official. TV Guide has announced that Jimmy Fallon has closed his Tonight Show deal. Seth Meyers looks to be the front runner for late night. No word on whether or not Jay Leno will sign with Fox or with another network, but it seems like that will be the direction that they'll go. Other people up for the late night spot, but rumored to be Howard Stern was the front runner at one point. Now Seth Meyers looks like he'll move from SNL into the late night spot. And that's sad news for Angelenos in Los Angeles losing the Tonight Show because if Jimmy Fallon gets it, it's going to New York City. So
yeah,
big news here.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a loss for Los Angeles.
Baloney.
I mean, Letterman makes it work, so I guess it can work.
Yeah, of course.
I guess what our law
is. The show has a different tempo, beat, and feeling to it. If you're in Los Angeles, I believe it's more upbeat. You have more. The reason that Carson went to Los Angeles is because there was more access to bigger stars better stars, celebrities there. And that's it. You don't have that same ilk. There's something about the New York celebrity.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If it's worth their while, they'll get on a plane and fly to New York and do the hit.
There's so much more production because Los Angeles is making it so hard to do shows here now that so much of the production has actually moved to New York.
Well, that's true. The unions are out of control in Los Angeles.
Well, and also the tax, there's not giving any tax breaks to production. So a lot have gone to Long Island, actually, and in the New York City.
So speaking of late night hosts, apparently Conan O'Brien is doing his show from Atlanta this week, and a couple getting married there tweeted an invitation to their wedding to him. and he walked into the wedding totally unannounced.
Great.
Stayed for an hour, took pictures with all of the guests, danced with the bride for a little bit, and then showed them pictures of his kids and said, this is what it's all about.
Can you imagine?
Isn't that cool?
He's just another guy.
I know. That's
who happens
cool.
to be well known.
They said he was a great guy.
Goo goo gaga. Yeah, he's reported to be a very good guy, very down to earth guy. And why not? He's a celebrity, that's all. 51 past the hour. Get a life, will you please, Richie?
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein, who is here from the Pet Show, a show heard around the country. Don't you like the way I can just, my crescendoed voice, Warren?
Yeah, you have to do my opening from now on.
Yeah, I could be your Ed McMahon. Anyway, Warren is here with the latest.
You and Gloria Stefan make a great partner to open up
the
show.
I love Gloria Stefan. She's a
and the cockatoo.
Cool lady. Right, exactly. All right, we'll find out about renters and pets and flying with pets with our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, just a moment here on Good Day.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Warren Eckstein here with his expertise in having, by the way, the pet corner is always one that is well received here on Good Day. We always have videos and shots, not necessarily just of my bulldog Charlotte, but lots of wonderful, wonderful warm pictures and stories about dogs. Today, by the way, the video of the day, Richie, is Fred the Bulldog, who is singing along with Luciano Pavarotti. You want to see what? Well, I want Warren and I to have a couple of serious conversations for a moment. Then I want to see if we can enjoy Fred the Bulldog singing with Luciano Pavarotti. Somebody gonna wait.
I hear Pavarotti.
Charlotte makes noises like that from time to time.
When you walk out of the bathroom, not when you have music on.
Yeah, that reminds me about that. I was about to say, okay, Charlotte, that's another, because that does sound like Charlotte. God love her. So, Warren, what is there about dogs, more than cats, but dogs and the different breeds being able to make different sounds? Why, like, Charlotte, when she barks, she doesn't really bark. She goes, boof, 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 boof.
Different breeds and different dogs, just like different people, have different ways of communicating. For example, some dogs are real. My shepherd, for example, is a nudger. And when a dog nudges, they come over with that little high whimper and they nudge you. That usually means they want something and they usually get it. But every dog has a different way of communicating. That's why I always tell people, watch your dogs and cats under normal circumstances. And then when they start meowing or barking in a certain way, you can see what they're barking or meowing at and really figure out exactly what they're trying to tell you.
So why do dogs, I don't know that I have never noticed this with cats because I'm not a cat guy, but maybe you can tell us. Why do dogs react to music?
Well, it's the different sounds. Dogs have a sense of hearing that's 8 to 10 times better than ours. So, in other words, when they hear different sounds or different notes in music, they kind of tilt their head and they react to it. And it's interesting because I've done research on this over the years, and it's interesting for me to find out that dogs specifically like the type of music that their guardians listen to. So, for example, if you're a country music fan, your dog will like country music. If you're a rock fan, I've yet to find a dog that's into Led Zeppelin, though.
Oh, my dogs all love Led Zeppelin.
Charlotte likes to sing with me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You sure she's not just trying to drown you out, Doug?
You've heard Richie. You've heard her sing with me.
I do that all the time. When I'm home by myself, okay, I'll be, and a good song comes on the radio, I'll be dancing around the house, singing, and my dogs gather around me, jumping up, and that's part of living with dogs, letting them have that type of normal life that we have.
All right, you've written in your blog about renters with pets and how difficult it is oftentimes when you're renting to find a place that will accept a dog or a cat.
It goes city to city. For example, in New York City, it's a lot more difficult. People lie. In other words, there was an article in the New York Times where someone had 5 black cats and tells them they only had 1 black cat because they all looked the same. But now in other parts of the country,
all black cats look the same.
And people are actually encouraging renters by saying, okay, we have a doggy park for you. We have places where you can clean up after your dog.
Wow.
Doggy spas, doggy baths in high-rise buildings in New York City. Now,
that's unusual.
Open. Yeah.
Right. All right, there's a report from Warren Eckstein. You might want to check out all the information that he has at his website. You can find his picture.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.